I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello everybody and welcome back to part two of Vicky Patterson The Secret 2. I am joined by the most divisive cast member from this year's Love Island, but certainly one of my favourites. It's Phil Winter, everybody.
Oh, divisive! What is this word?
It means you divided opinions, Phil. How do you feel about that?
I thought that was the word diverse.
I mean, we can call you diverse if you want, but I would go with divisive, and I think.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Good, I'm pleased. I do have a degree. I haven't used the cunt, but I have got one.
I haven't, so I am talentless. That's why they have no Love Island.
But you, honestly, mate, like, I have to give you a credit where credit's due. Like, so many scenes from this year's series stick out to me, and it's because of things you did. Like, you know, when, like, the new girls came in and all the lasses are, like, hanging over watching the lads, like, oh, God, she's so pretty, and oh, my God, what is she saying, and what's she doing? And you were sitting filing your nails. I couldn't have fangirled you any harder. I was like, no, I love that for her. She is an unproblematic queen. She's unbothered. I love that.
Unproblematic, huh?
It was early doors, Faye. Give us a break.
We liked you in the early days, mate.
No, I liked you all the way through, babe. I've already said, super soft spot.
Sorry, I just really wanted you to butter me up some more. Just wanted to hear it again.
You've come to the right place. I do a lot of sucking off here on the podcast. Oh. I do love me guests. I was just saying in the break, and guys, you missed it, so I'll repeat it for you all. I was just in front on the red carpet of Faye and Teddy at this year's NTAs, and like, I'm really conscious, like, oh God, I've been in this industry 10 years, I should be cooler, but I'm not cool. And every time I like meet, especially Love Islanders, because God, oh, it's such a huge reality TV juggernaut, and I sit and watch it like with my snacks and my fella, like everybody else. And even though I said I wasn't going to get addicted this summer, I still got addicted. So yeah, so when I seen you on the red carpet, I was like, oh God, like I want to say something. You looked incredible. Aww. Unbelievable. And honestly, I've got to say it, this Teddy is fucking something else, mate, isn't he?
He is so fit. So I literally wanted to like walk just down the carpet in front of him, just like, and ladies
just
and gentlemen,
giving him a clap.
Yeah, here he is. He's the lad himself. He is fit. Like, I've never worked, like, he wakes up in the morning, fit. He's tired, looks fit. I'm like, why? Why are you doing this to me? Why? I'm like constantly on him. I'm like a dog on heat around him. It's disgusting.
Oh, that's the honeymoon period, mate. Honestly, wait, that'll die off.
Have you seen it? That honeymoon period is never going anywhere.
I thought that about Erkan and all. He's a lovely bit of kit. I'm 3 years in now and he's got to beg for a blowy poor thing.
Oh, at the moment I'm like that. Teddy, you want it? Yeah, good.
Just walking around like, all the time.
I actually am. I don't know. I don't know why we're talking about. We're in the car and I'm like, want a quick handy, yeah?
Want a 14 quick again. I'm done. But like, honestly, I don't blame it. He's so handsome. And like, more than that, like, there's this... And I'm gonna make it all stop me now, which I know you hate.
Oh, go on then.
He's got this energy fear, hasn't he?
Oh, he's just you're around him and you feel good. Like he just makes you feel amazing.
It's calming, isn't it?
He's so calming. Yeah. Like I'll ring him and I'll like be a bit hyped up about something. And he'll just literally like flip on his head and I'll be like, okay, hadn't thought of it like that. But now I come to mention it, do you know what? I'm a bit calmer. Like, it's really bizarre. My mum and dad are like, I never thought we'd see this side of you. It's a bit weird. Who is this person?
It's so lovely that he's bringing out all those nice things in you, because I'm very similar. Like, I can get hit very easy. My instant reaction is always to be dramatic. Like, everything's the end of the world. I'm a bit chicken little-y. The sky is always falling. But, like, with Erkan, like, he's like, it's all right, babe. Well, he's the same. And I didn't realise I needed someone like that until I had someone like that, you know? All my past boyfriends, like, very toxically masculine, like, very, very kind of, like, matched my energy in loads of ways. And subsequently, it was fireworks. It would always be quite intense and quite argumentative. But with Erkan, like, I actually really struggle to argue with him, like, because he's so chilled. And I'm a bit like, oh, and I have this theory, right? So, about couples. I've always been able to be like, oh, poor Vicky, in relationships, because I've always gone out with these really extreme dickheads. Because there's always got to be one dickhead in a relationship. There has to be. That's the law of the world. I don't make the rules.
You
I just
don't think
violence.
That you might be the common denominator, though?
No, that has never occurred to us until now. But no, there's always one. And everyone's always like, oh, God, poor Vicky going out with that fella, you know? And, oh, God, I hope Vicky's all right. And isn't Vicky so nice? I've always been that person, you know? Because everyone's like, oh, shit, look at her boyfriend. But now that I'm going out with Erkan, who, in everybody's eyes, could never do anything wrong, I'm the dickhead by default. So now...
Can you imagine it? Can you imagine? Like, let's say, right, never going to happen, but Teddy cheats with me. Faye's fault. Do you know what? If Faye made him do
it, Faye drove him to that. I bet you she'll... Honestly, I swear.
Teddy makes us go bankrupt. Faye's fault. She spent all his money.
I'm telling you.
I can see it. It's happening.
Erkan could go away and father, like, 15 illegitimate children, right? And I'm telling you right now, everybody would be sitting there going, poor Erkan. She bet you should never shagged him. Like, I bet you it'd be my fault. I'm telling you. And I feel like you were... This is the unfortunate side of going out with someone as nice as Teddy, as nice as Erkan. We are the dickheads by default, friends.
I know I've been a dickhead my whole life, so we're all fine. I think it actually happened when I was doing my audition for Love Island. And I was like, right, so I've been out with this, that, the other. I've dated this, that, the other. Like, they're all arseholes. And then I literally sat there and I was like,
Maybe it's me.
Maybe I am the common denominator. Who knows? I mean, I don't want to admit to it, but actually, maybe I am the problem.
Nah, it takes two to tango, lass, trust us. And it does sound as though you've found, like, the yin to your yang. So
a million percent. He's incredible. He is absolutely incredible.
And he's going from strength to strength since you've left the villa. I know, like, couples tend to move very fast when they come out.
Yeah.
And I completely understand. Like, that intense environment is like a pressure cooker, and it often acts for catalysts for relationships. Like, look at even things like, you know, Big Brother and The Jungle, and who will ever forget, like, Peter Andre and Katie Price, like, that, you know, iconic. But, like, these relationships, like, they form so quickly because you go through something that not a lot of people can understand. So I get it, but are you trying to keep measured? Are you trying to say, like, oh, God, let's chill, let's take things at a pace? Are you just like, fuck this, put a baby in us? Are you pregnant right now?
Have you seen me with a fucking kid? No. No.
That challenge was brilliant. You hid in the cupboard, didn't you?
I hated it. So, like, you don't understand. It cried every 20 seconds. I never asked for it. I didn't want it. I've got a coil fitted for 5 years, hun. There's nothing touching this shit. honest to God, I couldn't think of anything worse. And I've always said to my mum, like, ever since, like, a young age, I have kids, I am dropping it at her doorstep on the second day, and I'll pick it up when it doesn't look like a potato. I hate it.
Not the usual maternal instincts going on there. We're gonna take a breath on that front.
I always say, Teddy, should have a baby.
You would have very good looking children. I'm not saying that's a reason to do it, like, but they would be genetically blessed.
Oh, that, well, I don't know about genetically. But no, I feel like he's, you know, he's amazing. And no, we're not, you know, we are trying to as well strip, we are trying to strip it back a bit and have, like, a normal relationship. Yeah. You've got to think, the challenges we overcame in the villa, those challenges that we overcame in 8 weeks, most couples don't even overcome in a year.
It's a 6 to 12 months shit, isn't it? Yeah, like, that's out of the honeymoon period.
It's weird. Like, yeah. Did I ever think, like, normally I'm not being funny. I don't like staying over a lad's house until we've been, like, dating a few months. Like, I find it a bit weird. Like, it's all a bit strange. Like, literally, first night, couple up together. All right, welcome to my sack. Welcome to my
I know. Like, it's mad, isn't it?
It is mad. And then, you know, so we've come out and we are finding a place together. We, fingers crossed, we have good news this week. But as well, you know,
fingers crossed.
But at the same time, I do need to be down in Devon quite a lot at the moment. So, you know, and he'll be in the house and I'll be between the two, but it'll be our base.
Right, so he's Manchester-based, you're Devon-based. Are you looking London for work and everything?
Just outside London. All I'll say is like M4 route, so it's easy for me to jump on M4 and get down to Devon.
Oh, you said loads of roadie things. I don't drive, so I didn't. That went straight.
You don't drive?
Nah, honestly, how bad am I? So when everyone was learning, when they were like 16 to 18, I was very drunk. And then...
How did you get around?
So I get on the train quite a lot. Erkan drives. I also have a driver.
And of course, also, a driver. Yeah, would you like to be taken to London, please?
No, it's only because I can't get Milo in normal cars anymore. Like, Ubers turn up and they're like, I'm not taking that horse with you. And I swear he's a puppy. So that's the only reason for that. But I am trying to learn. I do want my independence before I'm 40.
You're fast approaching.
Fuck off! I tried to learn.
It'll be automatic, it'll be fine.
Well, I tried to learn and my driving style was described as highly unpredictable and very dangerous. I was quite...
Oh, is that my personality?
Oh, God. Right, so living just outside of London, I love that. That's where we've picked. You get a little bit more for your money there as well. I wanted to say, not many people must know this about you, but your previous job, which you absolutely loved, was like a lettings agent. Is that helping with the house hunt, all those skills?
Oh, it's so weird being on at the other side of things. Yeah. So I'll be like, I'll ask a question, but then I answer it for them.
Don't know if you know, but I used to do this for a living.
So I'm like, oh, where'd you register the deposit? Is it in the DPS for my deposits? They're like, okay, you're weird. Or I'll be like, okay, so what? How big is this room again? I forgot. Don't worry, I've got my laser tape measure.
Oh, mate. But so, do you still miss the old job, or are you just so super content and super rushed off your feet with the new one?
I miss it. I do miss it because I've done it for 10 years. Like, I love it. Like, for me as well, like, it's just second. And in the company I worked for was amazing. I went out for drinks on Friday night. You know, like, they're amazing. And for me, like, not very many people in this world can say they love going to work and they enjoy going to work. But I really did. Like, it wasn't, and that's why for me, it wasn't even a question. That's why I went on a sabbatical. Because always have gone back if, like, you know, if this didn't work out and my job were like, we'll have you back in a heartbeat. Like, you know, I mean, I hate to blow my own trumpet, but I was top letting agent in excess.
So. I was just going to say, I bet you could sell ice to the Eskimos, could you?
I mean, I'll give it a damn good shot. If they don't sell it, then they'll end up under the ice.
I wouldn't like to say no to you either.
I would say, because Teddy's a salesman as well, previous. Mm. And I'm always like, I am a better salesman than you. And he's always like, oh, 1,000,000%. There's no point in argument. I always say, he asks a lot of questions. Like, I'll be like, Teddy, I'm going to go get a drink. He'll be like, why? I'm like, because I am. Like, I'll be like, I'm going to go and put the dog in the car. Why? I'm going for a dog walk. Why? Where are you going? He asks a lot. And for me, that's quite good because I'm just so like bull in a china shop that I'm just like running around Yarrow Abbott. And I've kind of done that with the houses. So he was quite good being there like, okay, so asking like very good questions.
Yeah, okay.
But then there was one time he was like, oh, I am just going to knock on the walls. And I was like, no, you're not. I said, knock on the wall and I'll knock on your head. Because I hate it when men go around properties.
Toxic, yeah.
Oh. I'm like, what are you knocking for? Are you a surveyor? No. Do you know what you're knocking for? No.
Is this a Lord Baron, is it? One of them? Oh, mate. Copper pipes, aren't they? No, I can't cope. Toxically masculine, it drives me mental and something happens to them.
Do not knock on those walls. Like that. And he went in and he was like this. And I was like, right, okay.
We're not living here. Erkan's favourite, and like, I do love him for it afterwards, but in the heat of the moment, I die inside. It's like, is that the best price? Like, every time, when we were house hunting, like, is this the best price then? And I'm like, fucking on the telly. Just pay them what they want. Like, I get so embarrassed. And obviously,
first thing Teddy said, he was like, do you reckon we can negotiate the price? I was like, no, it's like, I've still got access to, like, the back end of, like, Rightmove and Zoopla. So yeah. I can see, like, what people paid for it. The last time it was rented.
Oh, going into rented. Secret so. Squirrel, I love it.
So then I go back with, like, my... Like, I'm like, no, don't ask the question of, oh, can we get it any cheaper? We go in with facts. I'm going in with a fact finder. This is what's rented in the area. This is what you rented it for last time. That's my fucking offer. Take yeah. it or leave it.
Listen, you can't outschool me. I've done my research. I like that. You've obviously got very different approaches to even whether it's like house hunting or life yeah. or whatever. I'm so spoiled. I do just think it complements you, and it's probably why the relationship is working so well. I've read that there is going to be like a race to the altar between you and Teddy and Chloe and Toby. Oh, like everything's going great. Are you as serious as that? Was it a bit tongue in cheek?
You know, I hate to bring the aging up again. Sorry, Vicky. But no, I'm 26. Don't worry about it. I think to myself, you know, I'm not in this for shits and giggles anymore. Like,
but I always say you're either dating to get married or you're dating for heartbreak.
Yeah.
You know,
and I'm definitely not dating for fucking heartbreak because he will rip my heart out, rip it in two, and then spit on it if he breaks up with me.
Oh, no. I don't think he's got it. He's got it in him, baby. He hasn't. He's not that type of fella.
Oh, well, let's hope not, eh? Both I've got everything. Animals and his sake.
Oh, I'm predominantly for Teddy's sake, but I'm just thinking, like, he's a long haul, me, babe. I really am.
Yeah, I can't say, I can't, there's nothing I can fault with him right now. And, like, you know, since we've had our massive blowout, we've not had an argument. Weird, I know. I don't know if it's because he just doesn't, like, we just don't get to a point of an argument. Like, he just laughs at me. Even if I start, like, getting a bit irate, he just starts laughing, and then I start laughing, and then we're both just laughing. I'm like, well, what's going on?
Diffused. He's a diffuser. I
he
like
is.
That.
He's
very
amazing.
Sneaky. We're not fiery girls like me and you, we need a bit of that.
Yeah, we do. We actually do. And I didn't realise how much until I met him.
Honestly, it's scary how much they bring to your life when you find a good one. Don't let them hear that.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I know that the relationship's going well. I want to know what's next for you, Faye, like in terms of your career and your job, and do you have goals, ambitions? I know you didn't have any idea what you wanted when you were going in there, but now you're out and you can see the potential. Is there anything you'd really love to do?
So everything I'm doing is what I'm passionate about. You know, I'm not gonna move away from what I'm passionate about. You know, I never went in there to chase any deals, to do anything like that. Hopefully, fingers crossed, I have something coming out sort of this week, next week. And then I've got a really exciting project coming up, which I am really buzzed for.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's all authentic to me. Yeah. And that's all, like I said, it's all going to be what I love, what I adore and what I believe in. I've come out of the villa and I'm probably the biggest pain in the ass to my management because things come to me and I'm like, no, I'm not doing it.
It doesn't make sense for me.
I don't want to put my face to that, or I wouldn't wear that. That's not my collection. I haven't chosen that. I'm not doing it. So they're probably thinking, fucking hell, does this girl ever want to get paid?
we've got such a work shy Love Islander here, guys.
But I just think, like, I've got such a platform now. Yeah. Like, why would I come out and do the same as everyone else that isn't my passion? It doesn't make sense.
I think, like, listening to you talk, it's very hard for me not to want to patronise you because I don't want to say, oh my God, you're just so wise for your age, because that's horrific. I hate when people say things like that to me, but I mean it as such a compliment for you. Like, if I could have had half the head that you've got on your shoulders when I first started doing everything, like, my life would have been a lot easier. Like, the path I've chosen, I love where I am now, and being a butterfly effect believer, like, I can't change anything. But, you know, you're so right. When I came out the jungle, it was Rylan once gave me some brilliant advice, right? He said, it's more important what you say no to than what you say yes to. He says you'll be so tempted to say yes to everything that comes your way, especially when there's big flashy like price tags on everything. And he went, but be aware that when you say yes to something, you are saying no to something else. So if I'd said yeah, like I did it at the time. I said yes to everything because I was like, oh my God, I'm in demand and it's so nice. Like, especially coming from Jodie Shaw. Yeah.
People and it was a completely different audience for you, wasn't it?
Totally, mate. And you know what? I'd been very divisive in Jodie Shaw and controversial. People weren't dying for me to wear their clothes and they weren't wanting me to promote their fake tan, you know? It was weird. Probably because I was bright orange, you know? Which is not a desirable colour in retrospect. But like...
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be getting many people come to me wanting to do mullet filler, but... You know.
It works for us, hon, you know? We can't please everyone.
I'm not trying to get them dissolved, actually. I'm going to say I like them, but I am having to have them dissolved. Shit.
Are you, babe? Are you?
Oh, yeah, because when we did Snog Marry Pie, the challenge, Aaron pied me really hard. Mm-hmm. I could actually show you on the camera, and I've got a massive filler lump there.
Oh, fair.
I know.
So what are you going to do, mate? Are you going to have them dissolved and a little bit put in? Are you going to go dissolved and straight away back to what you are now? What do you feel like?
I'm going
to
have them dissolved and then I'm going to have it put back in. But we're going to do like a different technique, I hope. So they won't be so out. But naturally, I do have paper cut thin lips. So, you know, they're always going to be... Now, I like a big lip. I don't give a shit. I like it. So, you know what? If I like it, I'm having it.
Honestly, hon, like, I think what is lovely about you is... Like, you are really content with who you are and really, you're just, like, this is me, this is what I want. And I think that's super important, especially in the industry you're in now and, oh God, in the world we're all in with social media. Mm-hmm. Like, as long as you know what you like and you stick to your guns, fucking good for you.
Yeah, I just think to myself, you know, what I'm doing, if I shy away from what I've done or what I'm doing to myself, there's an element of embarrassment there that I'm doing it. I'm not embarrassed by anything that I bloody do. So take it or leave it. If you don't like it... Don't watch me. Don't see what I'm doing. Don't care.
That brings me so fucking nicely on to every time I have a gorgeous guest on, we try to give our lovely listeners a bit of a takeaway. It just so they don't feel like they've just listened to me talk shite for an hour and they've learned something. Our generation is, and I'm sorry I've lumped you in with that, you're clearly 10 years younger, but we are all so obsessed with what everyone thinks about what, and like doing things right and not upsetting everybody. And you know, like, every time I put a post up on Instagram, I'm like, oh God, is that going to be well received? And like, I lie in bed at night thinking like, did I put a kiss on that message? Is that person mad at me? Like, I refuse to let myself forget any of my mistakes. And subsequently, right, I just think we live a bit of a half life, always worried about what other people think. There's something really special about you, mate. And you just embrace who you are. And even if you have got a grazed knee or a bit of a mistake or a speed bump along the way, you forgive yourself, you learn from it, you grow. And I think that's super important. And a lot of people could learn from you. I want to know what your secret is to learning to forgive yourself.
It's mad, isn't it? Because my mistakes have been played out in front of the nation.
It's not normal. It's not normal. Let's have it right.
But... if that's on TV, if that's out in public, or if that's behind closed doors, regardless of what your mistakes are, we all make them.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes. We're human. How boring would our lives be, and how many opportunities wouldn't be there for us if other people didn't make mistakes?
Yeah.
You know, it is natural, unfortunately. We aren't here to be superhuman. It'd be fucking boring if we were.
So dull.
You know, like, actually... so what? You know, if you've said the wrong thing, you've done wrong, you can always say sorry and you can always learn from it.
Yeah.
And that's the big thing. You need to know that if you've made these mistakes, it's not a mistake if you learn from it.
Yeah, that's it. And that's it. And like, you're so, oh God, you're so right. And again, I'm fucking sounding like I'm patronising you like your grandma. I don't mean to, but you're just wise beyond your years for in a lot of respects. Like,
do you know what? I'm actually a lot older than I told everyone. I just got fat loads of Botox.
Faye's actually my age. We're having a joint 40th.
Right. This will be on the Daily Mail tomorrow. Great.
Get on this.
I'm like 995, guys. Just say no.
Get on this. This is the worst thing I've ever done to Erkan. So, right, he is 28, just turned. But, like, everyone...
New cougar. Before Teddy, Cougarville was a thing.
Such a cougar. But, like, everyone just assumed when we first started going out, like, oh, God, because it's 3 years. They're like, he can't be 25 if she's 31. Like, that's... can't be right. He must be 35. So they just started reporting that he was 35 when we first started going out, right? And I liked it. And I also knew it wound him up. So I just didn't correct them. He's now 38 in the press. and he hates it every time, and I just don't correct anybody. I'll let it go.
The thing is, though, like, if you're happy, you're happy. But that's another thing. Such a stigma. And I went on Love Island. There's a stigma about that shit. Who made this stigma? Who are you? I want to know who you are that made the stigma that us lovely women can't go out with a younger man.
I'm going to say weird old bald men. I'm going to put it out there. Weird old bald men.
It actually is, yeah. Or it is unfortunately 60-year-old women and they've got nothing else to do. No, it is.
Sorry. Faye, it's been such a pleasure having you on today, mate. I absolutely love you. And aww. I've got me fingers crossed for everything, for the house coming off, for your lovely new project. And if you ever need like any help or any promoting on Insta, you know where I am. I want you to do well.
We all heard it here first, guys. If I do something and she doesn't promote it, then I'm coming for her.
I'm such a girl. I want you to smash it. So thank you so much.
You're amazing. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, everybody, that was the firecracker herself, Faye Winter. Whoo! She was everything I hoped she'd be and more. Sassy, strong, opinionated, funny. I feel like a young Vicky Patterson. Anyway, guys, if you loved this week's episode, please do all of the normal podcasty things. Tell your mates about it. Leave reviews. Do all of the things that allow us to keep making it, because I am really loving watching this podcast grow. Have a great week, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.